China serves China and China serves China well, and they adapt new technologies very, very quickly. Very, very impressed with the way they run their businesses internally. Having said that, they are, of course, quite wary of what happens in the world, I should say, not just in the US, but also the way Europe views them and China in general and its place in the world occupies them a lot. Are the factories opening? Yes, the factories are opening. But again, they are as dazed and confused as a lot of other people in other parts of the world. And there are factories that will not reopen. There are foreign companies. I know the names of some of them. I'm quite sure I'm not allowed to mention who they are, but I know them and I've heard this from themselves.
Don't mind us. Don't mind us. We'll keep it just between ourselves.
Moving very, very significant parts. And I'm talking about way more than 50%, in some cases more than 75% of their manufacturing out of China. Now, like not considering it, it's happening. And it's happening for a bunch of reasons, tariffs being one of them. I'm sure we'll get to tariffs at great lengths, right? Another one is some companies, particularly American companies, it hasn't escaped their attention that China from time to time picks quite publicly on individual American companies, not just via tariffs, and they don't want to be one of them. And they don't know what's going to happen now. So they are reshoring. China plus one, I think, is going to, for many, be either one plus China, or it's going to be China plus two or three, because it's the only way people can maintain an agile and nimble supply chain.
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Lodestar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on thelodestar.com. Thanks for listening.